WMAL, it is now 7 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Democratic presidential candidates held nothing back last night in their last debate before the New York primary next week.
Thursday night's Democratic debate was personal, with both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders on their home turf. Sanders, born in Brooklyn, Hillary Clinton served as the state of New York's senator. And what we saw was the most fiery debate between these two candidates so far.
I do question her judgment.
Well, the people of New York voted for me twice to be their senator from New York. And President Obama trusted my judgment enough to ask me to be Secretary of State.
Both candidates making it clear that there is a lot at stake at next week's primary in New York. In Brooklyn, I'm Ryan Nobles.
The Republican presidential frontrunner, meanwhile, is still raging over the GOP nomination process.
Donald Trump speaking out against the Republican Party in a new op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, appealing directly to Americans about the voting system he believes is corrupt, asking, how has the system been working out for you and your family? Airing his grievances about how delegates were selected in the state of Colorado, he writes, delegates were chosen on behalf of a presidential nominee, yet the people of Colorado were not able to cast their ballots to say which nominee they preferred.
Correspondent Manu Raju. The last few years, there's been low turnout at primary elections in Montgomery County, but this year there are some hotly contested races on the ballot, including those for president, Senate, 8th Congressional District.
So will these tight races draw more people to the polls for this year's primary? Marjorie Rohr is with the Montgomery County Board of Elections.
There's different opinions on that, even in our office. Some of us think that we may see 5 to 10% more than usual. Some people think that because we're kind of late in the election process, that we might not see as many.
Only 16% of voters cast ballots in the county's 2012 presidential primary. Sylvia voted early in Silver Spring yesterday.
I think this is the highest stakes primary we've had in a long time.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The accused drunk driver whose truck and killed Montgomery County Police Officer Noah Leota last December is expected to plead guilty. That, according to the lawyer representing 47-year-old Luis Relusco, who now could face up to 10 years in prison for vehicular manslaughter. That accident prompted lawmakers to pass NOAA's law this session, which will expand use of ignition interlock devices in Maryland. Advocates for D.C. statehood will be marching up Pennsylvania Avenue this morning to call attention to their cause. The statehood advocates will then join activists on Capitol Hill who have been demonstrating all week about the role of money in politics and other issues. Lawyers for former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell have filed another brief with the U.S. Supreme Court 2 weeks before the court is scheduled to hear McDonnell's appeal. This time, the legal team argues that the federal government's interpretation of federal corruption statutes is, quote, very wrong. McDonald's lawyers are asking not only that his conviction and sentence be overturned, but that the High Court declare the Hobbs Act unconstitutional as applied. The Washington Capitals, the NHL's hottest team in the regular season, is off to a fine start in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Marcus Johansson sprinkles it for a Carlson drive deflection. Score!
As heard on Comcast Sportsnet, the Caps shut out the Flyers in Game 1 of their playoff series at Verizon Center. It was Braden Holtby's third career postseason shutout. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,926, the Nasdaq at 49,46. Sports, a win for the Caps in Game 1 of their playoff series against the Flyers. Baseball, the Nats complete the sweep of the Braves. The O's lose to Texas, and the Redskins' schedule is out. They'll open against the Steelers Monday, September 12th. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM. At AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Trinoxid is an option that is completely private and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their high prices and insurance limitations. After years of studies, Trinoxid has been developed and formulated formulated in U.S. FDA-approved labs and packed with 17 highly potent and powerful ingredients, including the breakthrough all-natural compound ZMA-2000. Trinoxid is protected by two U.S. patents. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and our secret weapon by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now to find out how to get your free supply of Trinoxid before it runs out. Call 800-971-6763. That's 800-971-6763. Call now and we'll also give you our enhancement cream free as our gift to you. Call 800-971-6763. 1-800-971-6763. Attention DD Perks members. Get a medium iced coffee for 99 cents when you pay with an enrolled DD card. Use the Dunkin' Donuts mobile app or ddperks.com to join and for reward program terms and conditions plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
River Road in the Bethesda area near Little Falls Parkway getting initial reports of maybe some wires that are down. So crews are on their way to check that out. So do watch again River Road near Little Falls Parkway. Around the Beltway we go, and not too bad as we cross the American Legion Bridge in each direction. Good. A little bit of volume just out of Virginia. To the Wilson Bridge, we're back near St. Barnabas Road and making our travels topside College Park to Silver Spring. Now, getting in through town, coming over the 11th Street Bridge, quickly volume starts to form as you pass the exit for the 3rd Street Tunnel, heading toward the outbound 14th Street Bridge. That's where we have the report of a crash, and that's the focal point of delays right now. Outbound Suitland Parkway, the accident was to the shoulder, but it was causing inbound rubbernecking delays. No problems to report, 66, but the volume Manassas off and on through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks, 95 through Dale City and Woodbridge, heavy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of clear sky this morning and smooth sailing right through the afternoon, and more of the same through the weekend. The sky condition doesn't change. Temperatures do. Going in the right direction, up. Sixes today, plenty of sunshine. Tonight, 45. Saturday, sunny, 70, and mostly sunny on Sunday, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Manassas, 36 in Silver Spring, 44 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. One member of the infamous Manson family is actually a step closer to being paroled. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, listen, if you haven't done your taxes, I know what you're going to be doing this weekend, and it's not going to be pleasant, but we've got some last-minute tax tips from you coming up by a guy named Ryan Ellis. At 8:05, Tucker Carlson. At 8:35, Brett Baer. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
There's a service out there that's very similar to Uber. It's actually, they've announced that they're shutting their doors today, but I want you to learn about it a little bit here because it's going to start a conversation really over how overbooked our kids are and how we have allowed our kids to do so many activities and have to deal with so many things that we actually have to use a car service to drive them around. I'm not kidding you. Listen to this. This is an organization called Shuttle.
Between school, baseball, jiu-jitsu, and cheerleading, Maddox and Michaela King are busy, but their mother, Renee, is also pretty busy driving them to all those activities.
When I think of all the time that it actually consumes, it's a lot.
Didn't take long for busy parents to wonder if the convenience of ride-sharing apps like Uber and Lyft might not make their lives easier.
There are times when I get stuck at one activity with one child and I can't make it to get the other child.
Right, so of course the CEO of Shuttle, basically it's a ride-sharing service specifically designed for this, for carting kids around. It was created, and the whole idea was, well, we're going to be incredibly, incredibly focused on background checks and safe vehicles, and your kid's safety is paramount. It's the priority. That's what's going to make us different than Uber or taxis or Lyft or whatever. Well, here's the amazing thing, Brian Wilson. They went out of business.
I hate that.
And they went out of business.
Sounds like a good idea.
Because parents were using Uber anyway. I mean, it's not because there isn't a demand for this.
Right.
It's because parents weren't interested in paying the extra money for the safety, security, and all that. So they were, oh, we trust Uber. We trust taxis, whatever. We'll just have them. So they're going out of business today.
Right.
But the question still remains, are we really that busy as parents right now? And if we allowed our kids to be so overbooked and so busy that we require a car service even one that doesn't have the same safety precautions and background checks that you would like them to have. You're using them. We know you are. Is that a problem? Or do you think that, listen, this is a modern day convenience? And listen, when I was a kid, I wanted to do all of these different activities and all of these different things and all of these different play dates. And I wasn't able to because we didn't have a service like this. And, you know, your mom or dad can only be in one place at one time. You know, you can't do all of these things, especially if you have multiple children. And so why not? Why not use a modern convenience? And that way the kids are allowed to do that. Is that really a healthy development? 888-630-9625. Have you actually used a car service to pick up your kids from school, drive them to a practice, pick them up and take them to a play date and back home? Have you done that? And do you think it's all right? 888-630-WMAL. I found out, Brian, that the mother of my, I think people know that I have four kids. They don't live with me. They live with their mother. And I found out through my kids that their mother had done this.
Oh, really?
That had used Uber to pick them up. Now, they live in Southern California, and their activities are spread out all over the place because they go to some specialty schools.
Understandably so.
And you got to drive far sometimes and in a lot of traffic, and the mother of four children, it's hard to be in all those places at one time, and I understand that. I thought that my kids were being accommodated with carpools with other parents. You know, that's what you do. And you have relationships with other parents and you team up and you do things. But not always. It doesn't always work out. And instead of saying, no, Quinn, no, Veronica, no, Christian, no, EJ,
you
can't do that activity today. We can't make it work. Instead, she pulls out the Uber app and just gets an Uber to pick my kids up in L.A. and drive them, you know, 30 miles to Orange County.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? And, you know, so we had a little conversation about it. And, you know, I'm okay with it as long as I know ahead of time and I can keep track of it. I mean, one good thing about these services is that you can track the car. You can see where it's going. You can do all that. My kids have their own cell phones, so they can alert. They know how to deal with things in an emergency, although it still is disconcerting. The larger question is it a good thing for kids to be this busy and this booked? And I got to say, I'm not so sure it is. I think kids don't have enough downtime. And I think if you reach the point where you need to use a car service to move your kids around, maybe they've been overbooked.
You know what? This is a struggle. And it is a struggle, I think, for all parents. Because you want to give your kids opportunities. And you want to help your kids do the things that really jazz them and make them excited and what they have passion about. For my daughter, it's soccer. And she loves soccer. And so we do a lot of driving. I'm going to be doing a little driving this weekend, as a matter of fact, to make sure that she can get to her soccer game. But you're right. It does get to the point sometimes where you run out of options. Okay, parent number one is busy, and the parent number two is busy, and the carpool people are sick, or something happens, and you find yourself in this jam. And I got to be honest, there was a time where I said, I wonder if Uber's an option.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know. I don't have another solution. Ultimately, I rejected that. I just didn't feel comfortable with it, and I found another way to get at it. But I got to tell you, it crossed my mind. And I guess, you know, if you really find yourself in a jam and you don't want to disappoint your kid and you feel like the kid's made a commitment, you want to help him or her honor that commitment. That's important, I think, also as a parent. Then you maybe you would consider it. But I take your larger point. I think by and large, kids have got too much going on. They have more homework than they used to have. If they're doing a sport or if they're doing an after school activity, you know, by the time it gets to Friday, I know in the case of the child with whom I am most familiar, she's often pretty tired.
They do get tired. But here's the conversation that I have to have with them, and I wonder if you're having this conversation too about your overbooked kids, especially high school kids. You know, I say, no, honey, you've got too much going on. There's too much happening, and you need some downtime. You need to be able to have time to yourself. And also, it's just logistically impossible for mommy and daddy to handle that for you. And the response is, well, you know what? We're told by our school counselors that you get accepted to the best colleges and best universities if you've got a whole bunch of extracurricular stuff.
Don't you just hate it?
And community service and volunteer work and all of those things that you have to do outside of school.
Yeah, don't you just hate it when kids tell you stuff like that and you go, well...
Exactly. It's like, that's a pretty good point.
Sort of a good point.
Do you agree? Are you having this conversation? What's your response? 888-630-WMAL, Dick in Alexandria. You're on WMAL. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, Dick, good morning.
Good morning. I look at this as another breakdown of the family unit, you know, where you're getting kids chauffeured to soccer games and instead of the parents. I get it. I mean, I see my daughter and my son-in-law with their schedules of three kids, and I had it with my wife. I took my daughter from Alexandria to Rockville, Gaithersburg for gymnastics 4 days a week. I did two, my wife did two. But it's part of this family unit not getting together at dinner. The schedules are so chaotic. And now we're getting an Uber driver to pick the kid up and then tell, is the Uber driver going to tell this child, hey, you had a great score there. What a great practice.
Right, exactly. You have to text the Uber driver things to say as if you were driving the kid from the game. Dick, thanks for that.
See how my kid did.
Yeah. That's a very funny observation. I appreciate it. All right, we want to have more from you. And what do you make of this argument back from your kids saying, hey, you know, it's not a question of being overbooked. If I don't do all this extra stuff, I can't get into the best college. I can't get into the best university because they're looking at that stuff, too. Well, then what do you say? What's more important, getting your kid into that great university or having some downtime and some family time? 888-630-9625. We want to hear from you.
It is now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And off the Beltway for Virginia, 395, you'll hit the delays after Edsel Road and that heavy volume past King Street. And again, at the 14th Street Bridge from the 11th Street Bridge, if you're working up toward the 14th Street Bridge, a bit of the stop and go after the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's where we had an incident, but it looks like lanes have been reopened. But heavy on the 11th Street Bridge and off a northbound DC 295. George Washington Parkway, here we go, southbound off the Beltway. Still a nice, smooth, easy run past 123. It's right near the overlooks where I'm starting to see the volume down toward the Key Bridge. For the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, much better than normal. Just a little stop and go through Laurel each direction. And inside the Beltway, it's just a great ride through Riverdale. Once on the 295, slowing to get you past East Capitol Street. 270, lighter than normal. Top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring, heavy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It looks like it's going to be really a nice couple of days here. Today, 66. Clear skies, 45 tonight. Saturday, 70. Sunday, 75. Monday, in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Springfield or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
There's GPS tracking the whole way. Parents are notified at when the driver's on the way, when they arrive to the location, when they depart, when they drop the passenger off. We also have full monitoring going on by members of our staff.
That's the Shuttle CEO, Nick Allen. The company was called Shuttle, spelled with two D's instead of two T's. It's going out of business today, actually. It's closing shop because parents, they still have the need for this sort of shuttle service for their kids. They're just using Uber and Lyft instead of using this specialty firm. And we're asking, is this the sign of a problem with how our kids are overbooked right now that we can't even, they're doing so much that the parents can't even drive around? And by the way, I know a lot of people think, well, this is because both mom and dad are working. No, not really. Yes, that's definitely part of this. But I think a big part of it, and based on what I'm reading and researching on this, is that even when there is one parent who is staying at home and doing this stuff, there's still too much to do to be able to accommodate all of the things that our kids are now doing. That's why they're using this.
I mean, I struggle with it. I just got one. I can't imagine what it's like if you got three, four.
Dude, I mean, I don't think it's a secret that I go back to Southern California every couple of weeks. I'll be leaving tonight to see my kids, and so I'll see them. Basically, I get all day Saturday to see them, and then I fly back here on Sunday.
And what do you do?
I would say 60% of that Saturday is me driving them to weekend events and things that they've got going on the weekends. Now, listen, we have a great time in the car, and I make sure that we have stuff to talk about, and I work things around that schedule. But still, even on the weekend, they are overbooked. Now, that's four of them. But Jay in Alexandria, you're on WMAL. What do you say, Jay?
Hey, guy. You know, being in the teaching field and seeing this firsthand, what I see is, I've always lived the motto, you do best what you do most. And for one thing, the cell phone policy that many schools have in place, you know, cell phone's okay, great if there's an emergency. But these kids, all they do is text. You know, they text in school, they call, they do kind of pointless stuff with the phone. Now,
Well, maybe they're arranging their ride, Jay.
I know, but you know what? The way I look at it, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, or even when I was in school 15 years ago, things worked just as good, you know, without the cell phone. You know what I mean? It was kind of like, okay, but going from there, as far as the sports are concerned, you know, sports are great, you know, because I am in that field. But when you're doing two sports every half of the year, and, you know, the kid gets home at 9, 10 o'clock at night, and then they have homework.
Right.
Is that really putting them in a positive routine for later in life, not getting to sleep, not getting the proper rest time? No, it's not.
Jay, it's a good question, but at the same time, one could argue that, you know, in real life, you're waking up early, you're working hard, and then at the end of all of that, then it's your me time, I guess. You're right, though. Back in the day, before there was texting, before there was all these other things, it was simpler, but... The kids didn't do as much, but now that they can and we can accommodate it with these services, is that necessarily a bad thing? I mean, were you denied a lot of activities and things when you went to high school?
Because there just weren't as many activities.
Really?
Yeah, and here's the other thing.
Or you had to choose.
Well, no, I mean, and I got on my bicycle and I went there, you know, which is something that we don't let kids do anymore.
That's right, they're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I used
they'll call the police on you.
I spent the whole summer, you know, at the swimming pool taking swimming lessons every summer when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was about a 2.5 mile trip. I did it on bicycle.
That's an interesting point. You can't let kids go on their
you
own
can't,
anymore.
Well, the child services will be brought in.
Bill in Woodbridge, you're on WMAL. What do you say, Bill?
Yeah, hey, Brian and Larry. Good morning, guys. I think right now it's all, if you look back to the 50s and 60s where you had kids that were actually like the Leave It to Beavers and those guys, they had more leisure time, and that was the generation that actually built this country, them and the great generation. I think it's all a farce now.
You may have a point, Bill, but let's face it, that did allow Eddie Haskell to come and make mischief when he had all that time on his hands.
And but it also allowed those kids to learn how to deal with people like Eddie Haskell in real life. Today's kids can't deal. I mean, you got parents going with their kids to college.
He turned the Eddie Haskell argument back
on. He really did. That was pretty good.
Well done, Bill. You have a future in this.
That's I mean, right. even if you go forward and look at movies like Dazed and Confused, and that's probably your guys' generations, that time frame right there that those kids had to hang out be amongst their peers and have to figure things out really made you guys smarter than a lot of these kids today.
All right, Bill, thanks for that. Listen, we got Matthew in the district. He is actually a high school senior here in town, so we'll get his perspective in a moment. Plus traffic and weather, of course, in just a moment with Jamie Whitten at 7:22.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
How great is Ted Britt Automotive? You know, there's some industries out there, there's some businesses that you get into, and it's tough, and it's very hard, and the only way to make it, and make it for a long time and really do well over a long period of years is to provide the very best service, the very best customer relations, and build a relationship with not just a family, but generations within a family. They just keep coming back. And that's what the car dealership business is all about. And when I talk about Ted Britt Automotive, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Get this, 57 years in the business serving Northern Virginia with their Ford, Lincoln, and Chevrolet dealerships. And you don't do that unless you're doing something right. And here's a perfect example. Ted Britt, they've got a program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on every new and pre-owned vehicle with less than 100,000 miles. And they've got great deals. I'm talking up to $500 to $2,000 below the competition on their wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. And not only is that the best deals in the area, but they've got over 1,200 vehicles to choose from in their 7 different locations. Listen, schedule your next service with them. Stop by their showrooms. Check them out in Sterling, Chantilly, or Fairfax, or visit them online, tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Jim, how are you? Come on in.
Bill, this is such a great house.
Thanks. Yeah, 3 beds, 2 baths, and wait till you see the pool.
But how'd you get the down payment?
We didn't have to. We called NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA and got a 0 down fixed rate mortgage with no private mortgage insurance.
You must be saving hundreds a year with no PMI.
More like thousands. And with 0 down, we were able to add the pool. I'm telling you, if you're looking to buy a home, you've got to get NASA Federal's 0 down fixed rate mortgage with no PMI. It even works for jumbo loans. Just call 1-888-991-NASA. NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Wow, with zero down and no PMI, we could buy that house Jen liked and furnish it too. But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work at NASA to get a mortgage with NASA Federal. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Thanks for the tip. Now can I see the pool?
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395, right in the Landmark area. Crews are responding to this crash along the left side. In fact, VDOT actually moving the camera around so we can take a look at this. It looks like two lanes to the right will get by. 395 northbound, right in the Landmark stretch. HOV lanes not affected. You're buzzing along here. And still, help is starting to arrive to the scene of this crash. Beyond, a little bit of volume across the 14th Street Bridge. On the westbound side of the Southeast-Southwest Freeway near Ohio Drive, that's the scene of the crash. Slowing commuters coming off the 11th Street Bridge and each direction of DC 295. To the Wilson Bridge we go, below speed after Route 5, but before you get to St. Barnabas Road, topside through Silver Spring, slow, and then that inner loop as you come off the 95 and around the Beltway into that sunshine through to College Park, hitting that glare and slowing you just a bit. Traffic update is brought to you by Here Maps, the app that turns your phone into a car navigation system with offline maps and turn-by-turn guidance. Get it now at here.com/guide. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of clear sky this morning and smooth sailing right through the afternoon. And more of the same through the weekend. The sky condition doesn't change. Temperatures do. Going in the right direction. Up. Sixes today. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, 45. Saturday, sunny, 70. And mostly sunny on Sunday, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 44 degrees. It is now 727.
And talk about how our kids are overbooked. They're even using, parents are using Ubers and other car services to drive them around. Want to get as many calls as possible? Let's go to Matthew in the district. You're a senior in high school. Oh, it's St. Albans. Thank you very much. Hey, Matthew.
Hey.
What do you think?
Well, I think that I think that it's pretty true that a lot of people really are overbooked. But you got to remember that, I mean, for most students, you're using the Common App to apply. So you only have 10 activities that you can list and tell your colleges what you've actually done. So if you're doing, like, 15 things, you got to pick 5, pick 10, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that you should ever just do something because of what colleges are going to think.
So my kids are giving
you got to do it because you love it.
Yeah. So my kids are giving me the business when they tell me that is what you're saying. Good. Thank you for helping me call.
Yeah.
Did you pick your college yet, Matthew? Where are you going?
Wake Forest.
Wake Forest. All right.
Way to go, Matthew.
The Demon Deacons. Eileen in Kensington, real fast. Thanks for listening, Matthew. Glad you're listening.
Good morning, Eileen.
You're on WMAO.
Yes, hi. I was going to say that I would confirm what Matt said, and that you don't need to participate in a bunch of different activities. I'm an independent educational counselor, and so I work with students in the college selection process. And it really is in choosing something that you love and connecting the dots between those activities, meaning that you do an internship or you study it in school or you have one or two extracurricular activities that are related to that area of your passion, so to speak.
So Uber not necessary to get into the best college. Good to know. Eileen, thank you for that as well. 7:28 on WMAL News coming up in just a moment.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month.
and ask about our two-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Concerned that you pay more than your fair share of taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience, including tax preparation from the most complicated to the most simple. Call 301-924-2160. That's 301-924-2160.
Listen, if you haven't done your taxes, well, what have you been waiting on? Well, you're going to spend some time doing it this weekend, and we have a guy who may actually be able to help you save yourself some money. It's all coming up after the news, 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders brawled in Brooklyn last night.
The two Democrats duked it out on the docks here at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. This was the most contentious debate since Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton launched their campaigns. Like two prize fighters in a heavyweight title match, a flurry of fists were flying as soon as the first round started.
His core issue, breaking up the banks. When asked, he could not explain how that would be done. And
a candidate saying that she's going to bring change in America when she is so dependent on big money interests, I don't think so.
Steve Kastenbaum at the Brooklyn Navy Yard in New York.
Lawmakers are leaving Washington without having met the deadline to pass a budget long stalled in the House. There was other work left undone as well. Continuing divisions between Tea Party lawmakers and House GOP leaders scuttled an effort to address an economic crisis in Puerto Rico. Boston today is marking the third anniversary of the deadly 2013 Boston Marathon bombings.
Governor Charlie Baker and Mayor Marty Walsh are joining survivors and victims' families for a wreath-laying ceremony at the marathon finish line on Boylston Street. At 2:49 in the afternoon, a citywide moment of silence will mark the time when the first of two pressure cooker bombs detonated near the race's end, killing three people and injuring over 260 others. Throughout the day, residents will be taking part in blood drives, food and clothing collections, and other community service projects to celebrate Boston's generosity and resiliency. I'm Mark Chase.
And the man accused of drunk driving in the December accident that killed a Montgomery County police officer has agreed to plead guilty. 47-year-old Luis Relusco could now face up to 10 years in prison. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,926, the NASDAQ at 49,46. Sports, Braden Holtby stops 17 shots as the Caps beat the Flyers in game one of their NHL playoff series. Baseball, the Nats drop the Braves to 0-9. The Orioles lose to Texas, and the Redskins will open next season on Monday night against the Steelers. Up next, traffic and weather. As Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit ARS of Virginia.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Should you worry about identity theft during tax season? Yes. The IRS has reported over $6 billion in fraudulent refunds in a single tax year due to identity theft. Does it matter if you're not getting a refund this year? No. Thieves can use information from your tax documents to steal your identity at any time. Can disguising yourself make you less likely to have your identity stolen? No. Your friends might not recognize you, but it won't help with identity theft like LifeLock can. When you're a LifeLock member, you have access to our team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and calls to make to work to resolve identity theft issues. During tax season and every other time of year. Don't wait till you have a problem. Get LifeLock for peace of mind year-round. Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock. LifeLock.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. Two full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
We are from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Honey, the magic is here.
We point at junk and it disappears, right?
Point at something.
Even if it's outside?
Anything.
That was fun.
I love this.
All you have to do is point.
The house feels so much bigger.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395. Quick work by crews to get the incident from the left lane over to the right shoulder. 395 at Duke Street and Landmark. Now, all lanes are open, but as you come off the Beltway past Edsel Road, watch for those delays. Stop and go. And again, over the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Now, the Beltway leaving 95 will hit that stop and go through Annandale along the way before Braddock Road. Had a broken down that was reported. Broken down on the Maryland Beltway, outer loop at University Boulevard. That's in the backups that begin as you come off of 95 and extend around to Georgia Avenue. No problems to report right now on 95 getting down to the Beltway. Baltimore-Washington Parkway just a bit sluggish each direction in Laurel, and then inside the Beltway it looks like it's wide open in Riverdale. On the 11th Street Bridge, we're bunched up onto the freeway to the crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel near Ohio Drive. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still got ourselves in pretty good shape here as we close out a work week and head into the upcoming weekend. Lots of sunshine expected today, about 66, and more sunshine milder over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Burke, 32 in Bowie, 44 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
The time is 7:37 here on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're starting your day the right way with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, a huge endorsement for Donald Trump in New York from one of the newspapers there. We'll tell you about it and talk to Tucker Carlson of the Daily Caller. Then at 8:35, a brawl in Brooklyn last night between the Democratic candidates for president. We'll talk to Brett Baer from Fox News. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, that's right. Time to pay that tax man because, it's time to do that. If you haven't done it by now, you're running out of time. And this weekend, you're going to be, going through all that paperwork, trying to figure out where your deductions are, pulling your hair out probably. Or maybe you just get an extension. But most people are going to try to get it done.
You could get hair extensions and then pull your hair out when you file your extension. You see that?
you might need some of those. I still have good Anchorman hair. But joining me on the line, we're going to get serious now, Ryan Ellis, who is a senior fellow on tax policy at the Conservative Reform Network, but also importantly in this discussion, he has his own local tax preparation company. So, Ryan, thank you for joining us.
Great to be on.
Okay, so listen, it's down to the last minute. Is it better at this point, if you feel like you're being rushed, to just go ahead and get the extension, or should you just plow through, and if so, how might we find a few dollars and save ourselves some of that money we would normally have to send to the IRS?
Well, like a lot of things in life, you don't want to do it in fear. You don't want to just rush into it headlong. So, yes, I think if you feel like you're not ready, if you feel like you need some help, doing an extension is a great idea. It'll save you what's called a failure to file penalty. So it gives you an additional 6 months to file. However, it's very important to remember that an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay. So what you probably want to think about doing is sending in a payment with your extension so you pay at least a little bit more than you owed in taxes last year.
And what's new this year? Because I know a lot of people are talking about this health care form they're getting. And what does that involve?
Well, because of Obamacare, now you have to report whether you are covered by health insurance, either at work or if you get it through Medicare or Medicaid or however you get your health insurance. And the health insurance companies send you basically a tax form receipt, the same way you'd get a W-2 or a 1098 mortgage statement. You're now getting a tax statement from your health care company.
This is called the 1095-A, is that what it's called?
That's called the 1095-A if you're on the individual market, and then there's a 1095-B and a 1095-C. So okay. There's three different 1095 forms that you might be getting, depending how you get health care. And they all basically say the same thing. They all show that you were offered coverage or that you had coverage. The good news is, for a lot of people, if you were covered all 12 months of the year and all of your spouse's dependents were all covered for the same 12 months of the year, there's a little checkbox that you can do on the 1040, which is generally part of all the software. You're not actually checking a physical box these days like it's 1987. there's a checkbox that appears on the 1040 that says, yes, everyone in our household was covered all year.
All right. Now, when I talked to my tax guy, he said there's a series of things you can do to sort of, you know, still get a big deduction or increase the amount of a return that you might get. Even though it's very late in the year, you can still have an impact. What are those things?
Well, the biggest thing that you can do is in the area of IRA contributions.
Right.
The deadline for making a contribution to an individual retirement account for 2015 is April 18th, because tax day is April 18th this year.
Yeah.
April 18th, 2016. So it's a provision that you have, so you can take a look and say, all right, well, here's what my income situation was, here's how much cash flow I have, here's what my refund's going to be. Maybe I can make a traditional IRA contribution that's deductible, depending on if I'm covered by a workplace plan and depending on my income level.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do a Roth IRA contribution that isn't deductible, but it'll grow tax-free forever. Maybe I'm self-employed. I can do what's called a SEP IRA contribution, which is a very, very good benefit for people that have 1099 income.
What are the deductions if people are filing on the basic 1040 long form, their Schedule C or Schedule A or whatever they are that you do all your itemized deductions? What are some of the deductions that people miss that they should be taking and only a professional like yourself can point this out to them?
You know, I don't know why. It's a weird idiosyncrasy, but around here, everyone forgets to deduct their Virginia car tax. I don't know why, but it's happened. Huh. I've done taxes for a dozen years. Nobody remembers to bring it. I think it's because if you live in Virginia, you pay it in the fall, and you forget about it. And they don't think about it at tax time. You don't get a receipt from your county for it, the same way you would get a receipt, let's say, for your state income tax refund. And so people forget to do it. So if you live in Virginia, if you're driving around, and you know you pay the car tax, and you live in Virginia, go back and check to make sure that you deducted your Virginia car tax. That's probably the single biggest thing around here people forget.
All right, and here's the other question that I want to know is, are there deductions that I take that are likely to flag my return and the IRS will come and say, we need to take a closer look at that? Sometimes I think a lot of people think, well, it's not really worth it if it's going to flag the IRS. What do you say to them?
Well, for one thing, the IRS's what's called audit rate. That's kind of a scary term, but the IRS's oversight rate of 1040s is very, very low these days. The IRS's budget is pretty much frozen, and so they are focusing most of their attention on extremely high-income individuals, people with lots of business income, large multinational corporations. The one thing that I would say you might want to take a look at is if, let's say you are an actual tither, somebody who literally gives 10% of your income to a church because that's something that you feel like that you need to do, that's going to be fairly high. I would make sure you're totally documented there. So if you're giving a lot of money to charity, the one thing everyone thinks is a huge audit risk that is not, probably because it was a motif on a lot of 1980s sitcoms, was if you're self-employed and claiming a home office, that the IRS is going to come with some tape measure and measure to see if you have, that's absolutely not true. Maybe it was true 30 years ago, but if you have a qualifying home office and you're able to claim it, you should absolutely claim it without any fear.
Good to know.
That is good to know. All right, we're prepared, and you know, I mean, I got one more question. If you think of something after you've already filed your return, you say, "Oh, I forgot about that thing that I did, like a charity donation. I've completely forgot about it." Can you go back, and is it worth it?
It's always worth it. You can file what's called a 1040X. Generally, you can use the same software you used to do your original 1040.
Yeah.
You simply put in the difference. If you have a charitable donation, let's say that you forgot about it, you put in the difference. It lines up in the columns. Usually have to snail mail it into the IRS. Sometimes you can e-file it, depending what you're doing. And the IRS will usually send you a check without too much of a problem.
All right, sounds good. Listen, thank you. Good stuff. I guess you're pretty busy right now, huh?
Swamp.
All right. Hey, get back to work.
All right. It's 7:44.
Traffic and weather coming up in just 1 minute.
Hey, Washington, D.C. Lumber Liquidators' 13th annual April sale is here. It's the biggest hardwood flooring clearance event of the year. Get once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 29 cents. 150 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 89 cents. 30 varieties of pre-finished bamboo from 179. Even get beautiful Bellawood up to $2 off a square foot, plus more deals and special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the famous April sale today.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, and I'm pleasantly surprised how quickly the broken down truck was cleared to the shoulder in the backups near University Boulevard. So lanes have been reopened. Now off of 95 out of Beltsville, heavy delays take us into that sun glare around past the IKEA on the Interloop stretch of the Beltway. 29 still slow getting through White Oak and down past the Trader Joe's toward Four Corners. 270, not too much. A little bit of volume, yes. Looks like actually we may have an incident now in Urbana. Southbound 270, we're bunched up right to the exit for Route 80 Urbana. And then you have a brief delay beyond that heading into Clarksburg, into Rockville. So we'll check on that Urbana. I'll have more on that in 10 minutes for you. Now let's get you onto the George Washington Parkway, where delays are starting to stack up just south of 123. 395 at Landmark, the crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still got ourselves in pretty good shape here as we close out a work week and head into the upcoming weekend. Lots of sunshine expected today, about 66, and more sunshine, milder over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Belvoir Federal Credit Union.
House hunting? Belvoir Federal Credit Union will pay up to $1,500 towards your closing cost. Visit BelvoirCreditUnion.org for details. Equal housing lender.
Last night's opening game of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs for the Washington Capitals was about as exciting as the moment the Zamboni makes the final pass on the ice, signaling that the game is about to begin. And the Caps ended up winning it. But it was absolutely classic Stanley Cup playoff kind of action, which means real tight. No one making any big, extravagant, risky plays. They knew that just one goal could make the difference, and in fact, it did. The Caps' great, incredible, rock-solid goalie, Braden Holtby, hit a shutout there yesterday at the game, and at 16 minutes and 20 seconds into the second period, John Carlson did this.
Marcus Johansson sprinkles it for a Carlson drive deflection. Score!
Nothing better than that sound, and they didn't need another one, but with 5 minutes left in the third period.
Marcus Johansson looking for Beagle. Drive! He scores!
And then they knew it was over.
Beagle, top shelf!
2-0, the Caps win. So now they're up 1-0.
There we go!
That's exciting.
That's exciting.
Bryce Harper yesterday also caused some excitement. He made history. The youngest player in Major League Baseball to hit the milestone of 100 home runs, and it was a special one. In fact, it was a grand one.
And there it goes! See you later, number 100! First career grand slam for one nation.
Nationals.
They were down 1-0, but then they go up 4-1. They went on to win 6-2. That means they swept the Braves. Braves, no wins, 0-9 on this young season so far. Nationals 7-1. So congratulations to Bryce
Harper. That's really amazing.
And meanwhile, if none of this matters to you because you're a typical Washington fan and all you care about is the Redskins, we've got news for you, too. Because the NFL schedules were released last night, and the Washington Redskins will start the 2016 football season on Monday Night Football, facing off against the Pittsburgh Steelers right here in the nation's capital at FedEx Field. How cool is that? That'll be a very big night. And that's a signal from the NFL and from the networks that they think the Redskins are for real, and they respect the fan base here and the ratings that we bring.
And did you mention that fourth game for the season?
I haven't yet. You're looking past the first few games
already? Well, the first three games are tough. There's no doubt about it. But the fourth game could be, how should we say, interesting?
Why? Who cares? It's just the Cleveland Browns. They're a piece of cake. It'll be easy. No, that's nothing.
Well, but their quarterback would be RG3, maybe.
Oh, well, that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
RG3 returns to Washington.
Yes, and you still...
with a chip on his shoulder.
You still wish him the best, don't you?
Oh, except in that case.
Yeah, oh, see? All this lip service from people here. And one other thing about the NFL schedule yesterday that of note, the New York Giants released their schedule, and they put the nicknames for all of their opponents, you know, the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Lions, whatever. And then when it came time for the Redskins on the schedule, it said Washington.
Yeah, oh, come on.
Both times. And they were asked about it, and they said, oh, we use both names for Washington. Oh, yeah. Right, but you don't use both names for any of the other teams? And on this schedule, you only used one name?
Yeah, what that's all about.
Get over yourselves. New York values right there is what that is.
Yeah.
750 on WMAL. The CNBC Business Report is straight ahead.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
You know what today is? Do you know what today is? I know you think it's April 15th, but it's more than that. It is much more than that. Today is the day that you make somebody's day with beautiful roses from 1-800-Flowers.com, because today's the last day for this amazing deal. And what a great thing to do for somebody. And by the way, if you have anybody in your life who works in the tax filing industry, I think you could brighten their day, because they're pretty swamped right now. How happy would they be if they got a beautiful bouquet of roses from you? And it's going to make them happy. It's going to make you happy. You're going to be a hero. Yeah. Let's face it. And, of course, we've got a great deal for you. So why not have all those wonderful things happen and take advantage of an amazing deal just for the WMAL listeners from 1-800-Flowers? Listen to this. You order one dozen beautiful assorted roses, and you're going to get two dozen roses and a vase for free. That's just for $29.99. Think about that for a minute. Half off the original cost. You're going to get a full bouquet of 24 roses. You're going to get a vase. All that for $29.99. But again, it's only available today. Today's the last day, and you got to order while supplies last. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Larry.
You know, one of the great things about living in Washington, D.C. is that there are so many opportunities to take nice long walks. But if your feet hurt, walking, exercising, and standing can be painful. I've got a way to help solve that problem. Visit the Good Feet store in Rockville on Rockville Pike, or their new location in Vienna at Maple and Park. Let me tell you about the arch supports I got from the Good Feet store and how I was able to test drive my orthotics. I could tell the difference immediately. I was also helped by a real live person. Don't settle for cheap imitations from the drugstore. Go to my friends, the experts, and stop suffering with foot, knee, ankle, and even back pain. Get to the Good Feet store and feel the difference today. Get your life back. Go to the Good Feet store, located at Rockville Pike in Edmonston, next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at Maple and Park. Go to the Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt. And tell them Chris Plant sent you.
Far, far away lies a place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Random accidents and liabilities to small businesses all day long. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford can help your business prevail. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Hey, how's your money doing? Time to check in with the news desk at CNBC.
Good morning. Just like you, Goldman Sachs wants to save money. It's cutting support staff and increasingly rejecting travel and entertainment expenses that don't directly serve clients. Academy Sports and Outdoors and Dick's Sporting Goods is showing interest in buying the assets of rival retailer Sports Authority, which are on sale in a bankruptcy auction. IBM's cybersecurity team has discovered a new type of malicious software. It's stolen $4 million from customers at 22 U.S. and 2 Canadian banks. The program is installed when a bank customer opens an email link or attachment. And Mars Food is telling its customers to go easy on its pasta sauces, macaroni, cheese, and other products. Mars says they are fit for consumption, but only once a week due to high levels of salt, sugar, or fat. Stock futures are lower this morning. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Let's play word association. I say mold, you probably say yuck. When I say mold in your house, I'll bet you say there's no way. Unfortunately, mold grows anywhere there's moisture in your home. When that happens, everyone's health is at great risk. Health problems from mold, especially in kids and adults with weakened immune systems, include chronic nausea, flu-like symptoms, fever, asthma, and even emphysema. Got mold? A free residential mold consultation by the experts at Chesapeake Environmental Systems tells you for sure. Chesapeake's your go-to professional for finding and eliminating mold in your home, including airborne contamination. Got mold? Let the pros at Chesapeake put their scientifically proven techniques to work for you. For your free in-home consultation, call 866-420-MOLD. That's 866-420-6653. Or find us at ChesapeakeMold.com. Chesapeake Environmental Systems. We don't just find mold, we get rid of it for good.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash is southbound in Laurel right near 197. And I'm looking at delays south of 198, so get ready for that. On 270 through Urbana, Hyattstown, and into Clarksburg, stop and go. Police say, nope, not working anything in Urbana, just have some of the slowdowns there. Making our travels around the Beltway topside through Silver Spring heavy, the broken down near University Boulevard cleared. And in the district, coming off of the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway past the 3rd Street Tunnel, might see some remnants of the earlier crash. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Okay, complaint here. Sky's clear this morning. This afternoon, sunshine near seasonable temperature 66. And expecting more sunshine right through the upcoming weekend and milder weather. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 7:56.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full-mouth implant restoration teams in the D.C. area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full-mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the clear choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at CascadesDental.com.
Is Republican Ami Hober the best person to help us in Congress? Just ask the Pentagon. When they have a problem, Ami Hober is one person they turn to reduce chemical weapons and clean up anthrax overseas or protect our troops here at home. That means Ami Hober's a good choice for our tough problems. To fight terrorism and fix border security, to reduce the deficit and bring jobs here. Ami Hober is a successful small business owner who manages big budgets and solves complex problems. Here is Ami's agenda for growing jobs. Help Maryland businesses get more federal contracts. Promote new ways to extract natural gas that makes sense for the district. Get more workers into high-tech jobs, especially those who have been laid off from Volvo. Ami Hober is ready to help with our toughest problems. In the April 26th Republican primary, Ami Hober for Congress. Maryland USA paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. MarylandUSAPAC.com.
Hey, in 2016, the world has never been more unstable, especially when it comes to your money and retirement. Listen, Savage Nation, today we exist in a hotbed of world risk. How about the terror attack the other day? How about China? How about oil? How about your negative bank returns, which can turn your assets into liabilities overnight? My question, as international volatility rises, do you hold any assets that will shelter your wealth from the next crisis, whether here or in China or in Europe? Well, I do. Do you have any assets which provide safety in all market conditions? Well, I do, and you should too. Find out where you sit with Global Risk. Take Swiss America's free Global Risk Test. In just minutes, you'll know whether your wealth can survive explosive changes unraveling around the globe. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646 or visit globalrisktest.com. That's 800-289-2646. You have my word. This simple test is well worth your time. 800-289-2646. globalrisktest.com.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Coming up on WMAL.
A huge endorsement from a newspaper in New York for Donald Trump. We'll talk to Tucker Carlson about it.
Also, we'll talk to Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. It's all coming up right in the next hour on WMAL.